Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we now begin Masechtas Moed Katan. Contrary to what a lot of people believe, there is an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Some hold it's Midaraisa, some hold it's Midarabanan, and some hold that certain types of Malachis are Midaraisa and certain types are Midarabanan. But you definitely can't do whatever you want on Chol HaMoed. There are, however, many Heterim, and the Heterim fall into five categories. We'll be seeing more about this in our Mishnah, Yisbi Az Hashem Yisbarach. But now, let's just get a little bit acquainted with the terminology. There's something called Maisa Hedyet. That means you're not doing the Malacha the way an expert would do it. You're doing it in a very easy way, the way anyone can do it, even if he's not particularly skilled or trained. Then there are certain things that fall into the category of Tsar Chei HaMayed. It's something that's necessary for Chol HaMoed, or for the last days of Yom Tov. Then there are things that fall under the category of Tzarchei Rabbim. The Rabbim needs this. It's something that has to be done for the public benefit. And usually if you don't do that during Chol HaMoed, it won't get done. Then the fourth of the five Heterim, this is probably the most commonly known, is that on Chol HaMoed you can do something if it's a Dover Ha'aved. Meaning if I don't do it now, it's going to cause me a loss of money. And there's a fifth Heter if he's a worker and he doesn't have what to eat. Again, Maisa Hedyet, it's easy. It's not something that requires skill. You're not exerting too much pressure. Or you need it for Yom Tov, it's Sarchei HaMayed. Or three, it's Sarchei Rabim. It's something that the public needs. Fourth would be Dover Ovid. If I don't do it, it's going to lead to a Hefsid moment. I'm going to lose money. And the fifth is, this person is a worker. He doesn't have what to eat. If he doesn't have any work, he won't have food. Him and his family won't have food. But all these heterim have to be understood, and you have to know how and when they are applied. With this in mind, let's see our first Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. In the upcoming Mishnayos, we're going to see many Prote Halachis specifics about working on the ground in Chol HaMoed. And Agav, once the Mishnah discusses what you can do on the ground, Chol HaMoed, we're going to see some related Halachis as would apply to Shemitah. So the Mishnah, Mashkin Beis HaShalachin B'Moyed U'B'Shvi'is. Now before we even touch these words, let's understand as follows. You don't have to be a farmer to know that a field needs water. And there are two ways to get the proper water into a field. One way was called She'iva, and the other way is referred to as Hamshacha. What does She'iva mean? It means to draw water. You draw water in a bucket from a well, and you carry it to wherever you need it on the field, and you pour it, or sprinkle it. And then there's something called Hamshacha. I go over to a bar that's full of water, and I dig out like a charitz, an engraved area in the ground, and it becomes like a tunnel, not mamish like a tunnel, because it's not closed on top, but I have this cutout in the ground, and the water runs along in the cutout, up until the point where I want the water to reach the field. In our Mishnah, we're going to see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach in what way it's mutter to get the water to our fields on Chol HaMoed. Zok the Mishnah. Mashkin. Literally, mashkin means like you can kind of give to drink, but it means to bring water to the field. Beis HaShalachin. Beis HaShalachin means the type of ground that must be irrigated. There's not enough rainwater here. What's the word shalachin? What does this mean? It means like the field is always tired, thirsty, it needs water. And if the field doesn't constantly get water, it's going to get ruined. So therefore, you're allowed to irrigate this field on Chol HaMoed. Not just by Mayed, not just on Chol HaMoed, but a B'Shvi'is, also during a Shemitah year. So like the Mishnah, Bein me ma'ayin sheyatza betchila, you can irrigate this field from a well that was kind of just built. It's just starting out. What's the Chiddush? Well, maybe if it's a brand new well, the walls aren't so strong yet. The cement didn't harden, and it could come crashing down. Then he may start fixing the walls on Chol HaMoed. We don't want him to do that. So the Chiddushes were not worried about that. You can draw the water from a well, Sheyatza Betchila, that's just starting now to give out its water, and Bein Me'ayin Sheyatza Betchila, and for sure from an old well, because here I don't have the concern that the walls may come caving in. The reason I can do it in Chol HaMoed again is because this falls under the category of a Dover HaAved. If I don't do it, there's going to be a lot of damage. The reason I can do it on Shemitah is because to water fields on Shemitah is an Isser Midrabanan. And the Makim Hefsid, where a person is going to lose out, Chazal didn't answer it. Aval, Ein Mashkin, but you can't irrigate a field on Chalamayit. Irrigate means to bring water to the field. Even a Beis HaShlachin, even a field that desperately needs water, Loi Mimei HaGeshamim, you can't draw water from rainwater, let's say, gathered someplace. Let's say you have a valley or some kind of a swamp kind of a thing with a lot of rainwater. I say, oh, let me draw water from here. That you can't do. V'loi Mimei HaKiloin. Mei HaKiloin is water that's in a very, very deep pit. Now, what's the problem with rainwater if it gathered in one place or if the water is very deep down? Well, let me first say what the problem is with Mei HaKiloin. There's no easy way to get the water because it's very deep down. So you have to climb down with a bucket, come up the ladder with the bucket. That's too much of a burden. It's Asur and Chalamayit, even if it's a Davar HaAvad. So there's different things that are explained over here in the Gemara and the Rishayim. But basically, there are two problems. One, the Batanura says, this is from the Gemara, if you're going to use from the Mei Shamim, you're going to wind up using from the Mei Kiloin. We only want you to use from a well. Now, in addition to the problem, if I use from a Mei Shamim, I may come to use from a Mei Kiloin. You have to understand there's a problem with rainwater itself. The problem with rainwater is that it doesn't replenish itself. A well, a natural spring, as much water as you draw, more water comes in. So I have no problem opening it up and allowing it to flow in the ground. That's called Hamshacha. But with rainwater, I don't really want it to flow out. What if I need the water? If I let it flow out, I'm scared I may need the water. So what are you going to do? You're going to start taking out a bucket a little bit. Okay, this much, no, the rest I'm leaving. It's going to lead to a tremendous tircha. So the rainwater itself is a problem because I'm scared it's going to lead to tircha. You're going to start drawing the water instead of just letting it flow. Okay, so quickly chazering over. We have a problem with rainwater because it doesn't replenish itself. You're more likely to start drawing it with a bucket instead of just letting it flow. There'll be more tircha. And we're also concerned, if I let you use the rainwater, you're going to confuse it and start using Mei HaKiloin, which is this deep, deep pit. And that's a lot of tircha. So again, the only thing that's mutter is a mayin. A mayin is the safest thing. You just let the water flow. It's easy. There's no tircha. And I'm not going to start playing around worrying, oh no, what if there's not enough water? Let me just take a little bit. You know there'll always be enough water. The Mishnah concludes, ve'ein oisin ugiyos lagefanim, and you can't dig a chalamayit, cutouts into the ground, around the vines. The same is true around other trees, even though that may be very good for the trees, but again, that's too much of a tircha and chalamayit, and therefore would be asr and chalamayit, although it's a davar ha'ave. The isr of tircha, by the way, of working too hard, applies only to chalamayit, not to shemitah. Okay, so Hilchas Chalamayit is very complex, and we're going to slowly get acquainted with the different ideas. But right now, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. In general, we were reminded, just like there's an Isser Malacha on Yom Tov, there's an Isser Malacha on Chalamayit. Some hold it's Midrabanan, some hold it's Midraisa, some say it depends what. Certain things are Asa Midraisa. And we said there are five categories of Heter. Maisa Hedyet, where you're not doing it in a professional way, and it's easy. We said there are things that are muta because it's sarche hamayid. It's necessary for Yom Tov or the last days of Yom Tov. Although it's not easy, we learned there are sarche rabim. If it's something not just for an individual, but for the benefit of everybody, then it may be mutter. We learned, and that was the aside of our Mishnah, that a davar ha'aved is mutter, that if you don't do the malach and chalamayid, it's going to cause a hefsid. We had a fifth category of a worker who doesn't have what to eat. The Mishnah began, teaching us the halachis of irrigating a field. And we learned as follows. If you have a Beis HaShlachim, that's a field that needs water, rainwater is not enough. It's tired. If you don't constantly feed it with water, you can lose everything. So the Mishnah says you can bring water to this field, but you have to know how. You can do hamshacha, that means allow the water to flow in the ground from a well, even a well that just started to give out water. I'm not concerned that because it's a brand new wall, it could be when the water starts flowing, maybe it'll come crashing down, and then you'll start rebuilding the wall on Chalamayit. That for sure you can't do. So no, we're not worried about that. And for sure from a well that's already been working for a while. But you can't irrigate the field on Chalamayit from gatherings of rainwater. The Batanura said, because if you do that, you'll come to draw water from a key line. Additionally, we explain, but because the rainwater doesn't replenish itself like a well does, you're not going to just let it flow. You're going to start drawing out whatever you need. And it's going to be a tircha yaseir. So either way, only hamshacha from a well, not from rainwater, and not from mei hakiloi, not from this very deep pit. And in the last halacha we learned that ve'enois and ugiyos lagafanim, you can't dig on chalamoy these charitzim, little areas in the ground, little cutouts in the ground around the vine so that the water goes around and around. That's considered too much of a tircha. That's asur and chalamoy, even if it's a davar ha'aved.